Milwaukee's 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
And now, here to tell us, before baseball or heartwarming hockey stories, we are living in a brave new world of eating donuts and jogging to lose weight at the same time. Steve Zaman.
Is that possible, Steven?
Hello, Bob and Brian. When I saw this story, I said, get out of here. That's a Photoshop. That's not real. That can't be the case. But no, a click and a link and a read, and you're like, wow, it actually is real. Dunkin' Donuts has come up with a branded shoe with Saucony that is in Dunkin' Donuts colors so that, yes, you can apparently eat some glazed crullers and then go running and running and running.
Why do you need their shoe to do this? Why can't I do it in my shoe?
Brian Nelson has the link to the shoe. I'll make sure to retweet it on Zabe.com and also on my Twitter feed at Zabe.
How is that a donut shoe?
Well, their slogan
is America runs on Dunkin'.
Okay. But by runs on, they mean America
operates,
slurps
survives.
On. Right.
Yeah.
Not literally runs on.
Now they run.
Yeah. Now they have a shoe. Okay. All right. Well, it's good marketing.
The Kinnavara 9 shoes have Dunkin' Donuts colors as well as sprinkles. Oh, I love sprinkles.
If there's a man that's going to wear these, that's a little effeminate.
I mean, a little bit light in the loafers.
They look a little bit girl shoe.
They're pinky. Yeah, they look like girl shoes. But you know,
they look like a donut. They look like a donut in an
Homer
orange.
Would wear them.
Oh, Homer would love them. Ooh, Dunkin' Donut shoes. I hope they come in triple wide. I think they're pretty badass. I now want McDonald's shoes. I want the golden arches with the red and the yellow.
But McDonald's never said.
And the arch would have to be the yellow. The golden arches.
Oh.
Done. Who do we have to get to get a patent on that? Quickly.
Don't tell anybody.
Hit the delay.
Yeah. How about a Coca-Cola shoe?
Sure.
This is just
red and white. White
yes,
and red.
Yes. If you love your favorite brands, why not integrate them into a shoe?
Maybe the door is open
how
now.
How many Ford, Chevrolet, IBM shoes will there be now? Has this spawned a whole new
Harley has done this with everything for years.
How about an M&M shoe?
No,
this could be like
go.
NASCAR, where basically the shoes are representations of other brands and their iconic packaging,
right.
Logos, colors, and emblems.
Yeah.
Man from Uncle.
Absolutely.
So you're firmly behind this new this.
Well, absolutely.
Well, the shoe is becoming a new way of expressing yourself. You know, with the NFL gets their shoe day. I saw a couple of pink shoes out in the NCAA tournament.
I did too. I don't know what that was all about.
I'm telling you right now, with this being a special edition shoe, it's going to A, sell out quickly, and B, go up in value because there is a rare shoe market on the internet.
So do I need to order my size 11s quickly and then just put them on a shelf for a couple of years?
Yeah.
Like I did with that can collection, my 7-Up can collection?
Let them deteriorate like an Apollo spacesuit?
Well, I think shoes hold their value, if not increase in value, a lot better than 7-Up cans. But I may be wrong, Bob. How is your 7-Up can collection doing?
You can probably buy the whole set on eBay right now for $30.
Really? When did you buy these?
1976. Summer of 76, Steve. It was our bicentennial summer. I had to drink, you know, I had to go to soda machines and pump in my quarters and buy 12 packs to get one can that I needed. It was all 50 states. There was one can for each state. It had the state motto, state bird, blah, 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 blah,
blah. Do you have a can display rack? A wire can display rack, which my brother bought those for beer can collections.
No, because
which
these
were all the rage in the 80s.
This was piled up in a pyramid, Steve.
There's one for $28.
Yeah, like I said, it's about $30 on eBay. Find them. Yeah, I thought here when I was a kid, I thought I am putting this away, and I still have it. It's in a Tupperware container, and I kept it safe and dry and all those things and undented. I thought, this is it, my retirement plan. This is my Picasso that I'm putting away.
You know, can't see Uncle Sam that well.
Yeah, that picture's a little hard to see. You're right. That doesn't look like it's done very well either. Like they had the cans lined up right. Yeah, but it's there. He's there.
All right, I'm ordering mine right now.
Your seven, your shoes?
I'm on the Saucony site right now. $110 for the Saucony X Duncan Kinvara 9.
Price-wise, how is that for a shoe?
$110. I think it's reasonable.
Yeah. All right.
Size 12. Oh, they do allow for widths. Medium. Well, no, the width is only medium.
Okay. I want you to wear them at the Open this year. Your Dunkin' Donut shoes.
Pink and orange garments to match with these.
Oh, wait a minute. Notify when available. Damn it. Following item is out of stock. It's already out of stock.
What?
Yeah.
We just heard about it.
Only 2,000 pairs are going to be made. 2,000.
And they're all gone. Well, get on the list, Steve.
I guess. There's your link.
If they're
right
as hard
there,
to get as Golden Doodles.
Jeez. No, Golden Doodles are being cranked. Are you waiting for a Golden Doodle?
Yeah, we thought we were getting one yesterday.
I thought they were cranking them out hand over fist.
They're not cranking them out fast enough because we were on the waiting list and we were sure that we were like, well, we'll be in this group. And we were shut out yesterday. If you happen to have a breeder.
Bob needs a Golden
Doodle. That would allow me to
stats.
Jump to the front of the line.
Bob, this could be a dog?
Yeah.
Bob, this could be your great escape. You can go, yeah, we tried. Just couldn't find one. Oh, well. Guess it's a hamster or a goldfish instead. And see the tears well up in the kid's eyes.
I don't need that, but man.
Have you considered other breeds? You're committed to this breed. It's a good crossbreed. Not everyone's into all the crossbreeds, but they're I'm a fan of taking dogs and making dogs even better.
What is a crossbreed of a dog? After a while, if you
they're
have
all
enough of them,
right.
They're all
mutts are crossbreeds.
Right. They're bred to do certain things. You know, the terrier was a king's dog.
Right. When
it alerted
a breed?
Him.
When that's does why it they, get breed status?
That's why they bark so much. They were to alert the king that there was something going on around him.
Well, you ask how do you get breed status? There's a whole process by which breeders apply to the American Kennel Club for recognition. Takes years and years and years, and I think the dog community has to come around to going, okay, let's consider it a breed.
Right, and then you have to be able to replicate it over and over again, right? And then that's why they have those dog shows to tell you what the dog's supposed to look like.
So I only need
and
one.
And supposed to do.
I only need one small Golden Doodle, just one.
Yeah. So what happened, you were in line.
In line.
And somebody took your dog.
No, well, there were 6 born in this latest litter. And apparently
we're at least
7 on the list. We could be 30 because they don't tell you where you are on the list.
Hmm.
So I need kind of like a kind of
what's the doodle part?
It's
poodle.
It's poodle.
Half poodle.
Why isn't a golden poodle?
It's a gold because they call it a golden. I didn't name them. why are the Packers the Packers?
There's no D in poodle.
But they're a doodle.
Well, there is a D in poodle. It's
as
the
I
end though.
As I understand it,
I just
Bob,
need one.
As I understand it, the golden part is the friendliness and the family dog aspects of a golden retriever.
Right.
The doodle part is with the intelligence of a poodle and the non-hypoallergenic fur or hair.
Well, it's like half
which makes
golden
them very,
retriever
very popular.
And half crow or something.
It's got wings. The doodle.
It's like
part, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like creating
poodle.
It's like creating donut sneakers. It's the best of both worlds.
Sure, yeah.
They're sneakers, which means you have to go run, which will make you sick and exhausted, and you'll be like, oh, God. But you look at your shoes and go,
But
donuts.
I'm running in donut shoes.
It just reminds you to have a donut after all that exertion.
This sucks, but I'm doing it
right.
In donut shoes.
Right. If I run a while, I can have a donut.
I'm not
so
sure.
That.
I'm not sure if you said this or not. Are these a cross trainer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no. I think they're straight running shoes.
Straight running. Okay.
But you can cross train in
Well,
them,
I need
Bob.
A. I need a. I need
bottom
a,
line is, you're not going to get them.
I need a cross trainer.
Sold out. You'll get a Golden Doodle before you get these stupid shoes.
Donuts and the possibility of more donuts to come. Donuts and the possibility of more donuts to come.
I need a cross trainer because I pronate, Steve.
I put these cross trainers on. I went out to lift weights. I broke my leg.
Right. My leg snapped because I had the wrong shoes on. Ooh, that's a rough workout.
Okay.
So just one.
Well, all right.
Small
they're already
Golden Doodle.
Yeah, they're already
sold out. Can't even get them already. Damn! 2,000 people thought of this before us. Damn it!
In your face, Milwaukee.
There you go.